It is not prime real estate, but for Amitai Sharon, this barren piece of land is the future.
What do you want?
He poured money into building plans and looked forward to beginning work on a modest home.
At the start of the week, I was supposed to start building. Then the government inspectors came. I am out of luck. It took me 2 years to get the blueprints.
Like many young settlers at the Tekoa settlement, Sharon and his family have been living in a trailer.
Right now, we cannot build, and it means that we'll have to live here for another year at least, maybe. Who knows how much longer it will be before this matter is resolved.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says settlers like Sharon will have to wait 10 months. The Israeli leader announced a temporary suspension of new construction in West Bank settlements in a bid for peace with the Palestinians. They say the settlements are eating up lands intended for a Palestinian state. Mr. Netanyahu has reaffirmed that building in the West Bank will continue after the moratorium. That has not been enough to quell the anger of settlers. This banner at the entrance of the nearby Efrat settlement says there is no entry for Mr. Netanyahu's inspectors sent out to enforce the freeze. Concrete continues to pour. In a message of defiance, activists at Efrat invited reporters to witness the laying of a foundation. Tekoa lies in the shadows of Herodion. 2 millennia ago, it was a palace of the Jewish King Herod. For Amitai Sharon, it is a reminder of what he believes is his right to be here.
When I look down and see the houses of the Arabs, and then I look up and see Herodion, I remember who was here first.
Sharon says he is not angry about the ban. For him, it is just a matter of time. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Tekoa Settlement in the West Bank.